You're watching our weekly conversation. Scott Kegley here with safety Eric Reed, who is mic'd up for his return to New Orleans, the first time playing your hometown team.
Uh-oh, put on for my city. Y'all better put on for my city.
What was that experience like, just going to the Superdome and taking on a team you'd grown up rooting for?
You know, it was definitely awesome for me. I had a ton of family there. Like you said, I was born and raised in Louisiana. It obviously would have been that much more better if we won, but for me personally, it was a great experience. I've been watching that team for a long time. Yeah.
People at home watched the video. Your daughter was on the sidelines. I mean, that's kind of an interesting way to say goodbye to your family before you essentially go to work.
What's wrong? Huh? Sweaty.
Was it nice just to have her there on the sidelines with you?
Yeah, it's definitely a special moment for me. It's hard to explain our schedule and for people to understand how busy we are, but you know, it's not often that I get to see my family, and for my daughter to be on the sideline with me to warm up with me, you know, it's very special for me and something that I'll cherish.
What's the mentality of the team as you guys go and take on another tough game here on Monday Night Football?
It's not over. This season's definitely not over by any means. We have a lot of football left to play. You know, we handled our business this last six games and getting the playoffs, and we take it from there. So the mindset is, you know, one game at a time. We got to beat Washington this week. And I couldn't even tell you who we play next week. So, you know, the focus is this week.
Yeah, with the way that game ended, I mean, what do you guys talk to Ahmad about? I know he's just obviously upset that it was called a penalty.
Yeah, he played a huge game for us. You know, he had the interception. That would have been his second turnover for us. Would have probably won us the game, but, you know, we have to live with the call that the referees made. We're telling him to keep playing how he's playing because he's playing great. And, you know, next time, hopefully, it turns out differently.
And the defense really played great all game and has played well the entire season. In fact, you guys ranked third with fewest amount of plays over 20 yards. Can you talk about that, and especially against a team like the Saints, being able to kind of hold them down to 20 points, I mean, against a big play offense? How are you guys kind of able to do that this year?
That is actually one of our exact stats that Coach Vic wants us to accomplish each week, to hold the big plays down. That's something that he says every day. Hold the big plays down. Each play, you got to win. And if you win the majority of the plays, then you're most likely to get a win in the game. So that's just our motto on defense.
You know, one of those other things that I've heard him talk about is holding the opposing offense to 17 points or less. What's kind of the genesis behind that, and why the number 17, or do you even really know why it's kind of on that number specifically?
I couldn't tell you why the number 17, but this is the NFL, you know, high-powered offenses, and I guess he feels like if you can hold an NFL team to 17 points, then it gives your offense a pretty good chance to put up more points than them, and which translates to a victory.
How would you rate this season so far for you personally, and kind of what are the next steps for you feel like you want to accomplish?
Well, for me personally, things have been going very well. Coming here, I wanted to play right away. I did that, you know, as far as winning the starting job in training camp. And now it's just contributing to the team. You know, each game, I'm just trying to not have mistakes, and that way I do my part on the field.
Yeah, and it came out this week, too, that you're your second free safeties in terms of Pro Bowl voting as a rookie. How much does that mean to you?
You know, it's a huge compliment, but it would be even better not to go to the Pro Bowl if we were in the Super Bowl, you know, so no, our focus is definitely on the Super Bowl as opposed to the Pro Bowl.
And what kind of impact has Dante had on you, too? Just a veteran back there in the secondary with you.
He's been huge for me. I mean, starting from day one.
Don't get too high. Let's think. Look at each other. Communicate. Don't worry. Supposed to be in the middle. Stay in the middle. Don't let him manipulate you. You know what I'm saying?
People say there's a lot of expectations of me. I had high expectations of myself. And I definitely couldn't be where I am without guys like Dante, without guys like Patrick, without these coaches, and they made the transition out of college very smooth for me.
Last week, you got to play against your hometown team. This week, you get your debut on Monday Night Football. What's the anticipation and just excitement level like to be on ESPN and be the national game?
It's just another football game. We play every week. We put on the same cleats. We put on the same pads. So, you know, it's just another game and trying to get another win.
Yeah, and the talented team you guys are preparing for. How do you prepare for a guy like RG3 in it? Mobile guy who can do a lot and maybe similar to Colin Kaepernick in a lot of ways.
For me, we have to depend on our defensive line to keep them in the pocket. Don't let them run around back there. And for the secondary, we have to stay tight in coverage so our defensive line can get to them. So, you know, we have a big job to accomplish on defense this week, and we got to step up.